Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go, y'all. Here we go. I'm ready this morning, y'all. Let's run it. Let's run it. Here we go. Here we go. You're listening to the fastest growing radio show in the South. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. You're always welcome right here. You know that. This is your show. I work for you. That's how it goes right here on the Frank Williams Show. That's how I like it. I wish y'all could see me now. Oh, it's Friday. Shining bright. We working it out, right? That's how it works. That's how it works. Work it, y'all. Work it. Get that blood pumping. Oh! Y'all got it going now. I see ya. I see ya. Bump it back and forth. Bump it. Bump it. Bump it. Bump it. Bump it. Bump it, bump it, bump it. I see ya, I see ya. Move it like that. Move it like this, move it like that, move it like this. Y'all got it going on. I don't know about y'all, but I am. I got it moving, y'all. I got it moving. Kick it back, kick it back. Y'all know how it is. Y'all know how it is. I'm here, I'm here. I'm here working with y'all. We got it going on. Let's get it, y'all. Let's get it. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. All of you guys who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And that's where you guys can call into the show and press number one if you want to be on the air with me, and I will put you guys on the air and you can give us all your comments. Again, the call, the number is 818-301-5834. It is Friday. It is free for all Friday. That means that all lines are open. for you guys to call and submit your comments. All right? Just press the number one, and I'll put you guys on the air. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. So we have right now is 64 degrees already in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 79. Partly cloudy, low tonight of 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 degrees, and a low of 60 tomorrow night. Sunday, 74, thunderstorms, low 58. And then on Monday, you got 74 and a low of 52. So again, and remember, on Sunday at midnight, push your clocks up to 1 o'clock. Instead of 12 o'clock, it'll be 1 o'clock. Because we spring forward this weekend, right? We spring forward. In spring, you go forward. You spring forward. In the fall, you fall backwards, right? So we're in the spring. So push your clocks up 1 hour on Sunday at midnight, all right? 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And hopefully you guys are up and going. All right. Now, today's word of the day is, where is it? Today's word of the day is levigate. Levigate. L-E-V-I-G-A-T-E. Levigate is a verb and it means to polish or smooth. Levigate. Another meaning is to grind to a fine, smooth powder while in moist condition. Don't know about that, but levigate means to polish and smooth, polish or smooth. All right, levigate. I guess that's a decent word to put in your vocabulary. I don't know. Anyway, here we are. It's Friday. I know I wasn't up on the show on yesterday. Had some things going on and kind of ran into my showtime, so I couldn't get a show going on yesterday. But we're here today, Free Fall Friday. And I have a great show for you today. And I wanted to kind of give my younger audience out there, I know my daughter's listening. My oldest daughter, she's in Panama City at the beach with her friends on spring break. And I hope they're doing well. I hope they're having a lot of fun. And I hope they're staying out of trouble. All right. And so let's see. So, I wanted to do this show to, of course, it's Free Fall Friday. And you guys can call in, press number one, and I'll put you on the air. And you can talk about whatever you want because it's Free Friday. Okay. But I wanted to talk about and kind of hit to the younger generation that listens to my show how we used to party in back in the day. Like, say, when I was in high school, early college, and the house parties that we had. I didn't have a house party when I was. I never had a house party when I was in high school or whatever. I never had a throwdown house party. I've never had a throwdown house party as an adult with my own house. I never had a throwdown house party. Maybe I should, but back in the day, in say in high school, maybe 11th grade, something like that, when I was able to go to house parties, okay, we used to go to these house parties that were just exactly what I'm saying, a house party. And they were in someone's basement. And I remember just there was a girl that went to high school with us, and she had a house party like once a month, maybe even twice a month. She had a house party. Well, they had the perfect house for it. They lived in a pretty nice area, and they had a ranch style house with a basement. Okay. And you could walk down her driveway to the back of the house and go into the basement. And their basement was set up in a way that you could have a great party down there. And they have, you know, an area where the DJ would be. And the basement is perfect for a house party because you got just the, of course, it's the flat area, but it's concrete down there. So no one can, like, you know, if it was upstairs, someone could bounce on the floor and shake the table and you know, and mess up the record. I say record. I know I'm dating myself, but I say record because they had a turntable and played albums and stuff like that. And you could shake something and it'll make that needle on that turntable skip on that album. And you know, you could be dancing and then you know, all off key. Anyway, so the basement was the perfect place for the house party. And for us, when you walk into the house party, okay, they had the light on the back porch. So in the back, the light was on bright in the back. So when you walked in, it was bright to your eyes. But then when you walked in the door, it's just dark. All you could see really is a couple of these red, like, fire truck lights spinning, okay, and making this illusion in the room, okay, and you could barely, you could see people, you could see their faces and all, you could see how many people were in there, but it was dark, right? It was dark, and it was hot, and you'd walk in, and almost 10 minutes later, you'd be sweating. And if you get out and you start to dance, you sweat even more. Then you dance to a song, and then pow, you leave out and you go outside trying to cool off, and you see people walking out sweating. You're like, God, man, it's hot in there. And they come out and they cool off, right? You cool off until you heard another song come on, and then you're like, crap, I got to get back in here. And you fly back in, find your girl or whatever, and, hey, you dance some more. And then at the end of the night, what happens? The mom or the dad or whatever that would come downstairs and turn on the light. That's when you knew that it was time to go, okay? But with me, yeah, you know, when I used to go to the house parties, you know, and dance with girls, and you had plenty of girls, okay? It wasn't a shortage of girls. It's never a shortage of girls at these house parties that we used to go to. Never a shortage of girls. Always a shortage of guys. But you could dance with any girl in there, because that's all they were doing, standing there waiting for someone to ask them to dance. It isn't like today. Today, you know, of course, you don't have the house parties today like we used to have. And I'm not talking about a house party. You know, I talked to this young lady yesterday, and she said, well, I've been to a house party. I said, hold it. She's like 30 years old. So I was like, hold it. What kind of house party are you talking about? She said, well, I went to a house party where we just kind of hung out. We ate a little bit and had some drinks and this and that. That's not a house party. Okay. It may be at someone's house. They may invite a few people over, but that's not a house party. I'm talking about a house party where you came into the neighborhood and there were like lines of cars on both sides of the street. And you had to park, you know, way up here and get out and walk all the way down here to the party. And there were, you know, probably 80 to 100 people. Okay, 80 to 100 people. See, I went to a big high school. Okay, people say, what's a big high school, Frank? Well, when I was in high school, we had 400 and something students in our senior class. I'll let that settle with you. We had at least 400 students. We graduated 402 students my senior year in high school. Now that tells you how many people were in my high school. Okay. So I went to a big high school and we'd have anywhere from 80 to 100 people at this one house party. And I mean, like I said, there was a young lady who had the house parties all the time. And she'd have great house parties. She was known for her house parties. So that's, you know, that's what I'm talking about, a house party. That's a real, and you know, back then you didn't really have the neighbors that got upset and called the police and turned the party out. Okay. This was great times. People don't understand house parties today. If you think about the old movie, House Party, that was essentially how it was back then. That was a house party. And that's what we had. We had house parties back in the day. So, you know, again, you go in the house party and you see a girl or whatever, you had your girl with you or whatever, and, you know, slow dancing and all this touching and all kind of stuff happening in the house party, the wrong one, right? And then, even then, we didn't have, you know, the biggest thing that happened back then is this guy came to the party with this girl and she used to date him and he was there with another girl and this and that, you know, childish type stuff. But that's what happened. That's what happened in our house parties. And we had a great time. Okay. And I tell people all the time, y'all don't know what a house party is. You know, y'all really don't know what a house party is, do you? And a lot of people say, I never been to a house party, but this is how we used to get. And this some of the stuff that we used to play at our house parties back in the day. So when we had a house party, I mean, you know, that kind of stuff was part of what we did. And little bit of what we did, but you know, we got into a lot of different stuff. Okay, we got into a lot of different stuff, and again, I tell people today that when y'all go to these clubs and things like that, it costs you $20-$25 to get in, and then you're worried about stepping on somebody's foot, or you're worried about somebody shooting in the parking lot, or whatever. We didn't have shootings back then. The most we had back then is somebody get upset and somebody's got a knife. Okay? But we had good times. Okay? We weren't trying to kill each other, hurt each other. We just had good times. And those were what I call serious house parties. And again, we had a girl, I remember her today, you know, rest her soul, but Cheryl Gear. And she had, she had the best house parties. And she used to tear them apart. And that's what we did. So, I just wanted to talk about that because, a lot of people don't understand what we mean when we say a house party. And that's where we had it. We had a real house party. And then I tell people all the time, and you guys can call in and tell me about your house party. Just if you're on the show right now, just press number one and I'll put you on the air. But also when and online people call 818-301-5834 and press one and I'll put you guys on the air. And then when I was also growing up younger, I couldn't drive or whatever, but we used to go to my grandma's house. My grandma, and I'll tell you guys, my grandma and my granddad, they sold beer and liquor out of the house. It's us old schoolers call it the bootleg house. So you could go there on Sunday. They used to not sell beer and liquor on Sunday in Georgia. Now they do, but back then they didn't. So you could go there and get beer and liquor on Sunday. Okay? And she lived in a neighborhood right by the Georgia Dome. And we used to go there on a Saturday night and party. Okay? Now, no one would come in and do nothing crazy all of my life when I was, I know all my life, no one would come in and do nothing crazy at my grandma's house. But that's where it all happened. And my mom used to go over there and they'd cook fish and sell fish plates and fry chicken, sell chicken plates. And they'd play music all, till 2-3 in the morning. And we make money while we're having a party. And man, they used to party just like this.
Hey y'all, we got this thing we want to do here, and we want y'all to join on with LTD and holler along with us. Go like this, come on y'all.
Country party.
Come on y'all.
Party,
party. We party hard. Let's book it.
that we're playing. Because the song has been designed with the people who party.
Talking about right there, y'all. That's the way we used to do it. That's the way we partied back in the day. That's the way we partied. Guys, I got a couple of minutes left in the show. Let's see, what can I close it out with for you guys to run? And then, hey, I hope you guys have a great weekend. I'm out of breath. I've been dancing so hard. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. Be careful. Have a great, great weekend. I'll see you guys on Monday morning, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. And y'all know these the house parties that I was talking about. The red lights in the basement. Oh man. You know, you dance like crazy, then you go outside to cool off, and then you be standing out there with your girl or whatever, y'all be talking, trying to cool off, and then the next thing you know, and you had to grab your girl's hand and take her inside when you heard this come on, and I'll see you guys on Monday at 10 o'clock. But grab your girl and run inside, because they DJ just put this song on the turntable.
Now won't you tell me what's wrong with love, and maybe we can fix it. Doesn't matter who.